And we are live.
Right. Welcome everyone back to the public session. Thank you for all the attendees who have been waiting patiently. Is that someone? Can you mute yourselves? Great. Okay, so we are waiting for Susan Cox. She will be here in just a moment. We're going to go ahead and continue on with our two agenda items. And so first, we're going to go into the general manager recruitment process and following a discussion that was made in executive session. I would like to call on our board of directors to, I'm looking for a motion and a vote to approve the board president and the general counsel to move forward with creating a contract for Jameson Otten. And so I'm going to go ahead and look for a motion now.
So moved.
Moved. Second.
Okay. Michelle made the motion and Don provided the second. We're going to do a roll call vote. Michelle Weber.
Yes.
Right. Gino.
Yes.
Thank you. Don Norden.
Yes.
Thank you, Don. Pete Knox.
Aye.
Thank you. And Mark, would you like me to wait for Susan or what do I do?
I mean, you've got a more board majority, so not necessarily. You can always go back and get her vote.
Okay. And I also vote aye. So as of now, it passes unanimously. Thank you, board. And we will see when Susan gets back on what happens. So I'm actually going to go ahead and move on to our final agenda item for the evening, which is the board bylaws and governance policy review. So Mark, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. As you all know that we've been working with the ad hoc committee on the bylaws and some of the language around a board working agreement and policies and different things. And they've done a pretty good job. They were all sent out to you last week for review. Hey, Don, can you mute yourself?
Oh, I thought I was mute.
Great, thanks. And so now, you know, it's time for a discussion and hopefully, a vote to approve the bylaws as they are presented. And if you have any questions between Camille and I think we can answer it. Unfortunately, Andrew is on a vacation this week, so. Gino.
Yeah, I think the committee's done a great job putting this together, and I have no problems with the actual bylaws. I do have a concern about adopting the bylaws in a work session. I would like to see us have a discussion tonight and then put it on maybe the consent calendar for next regular session.
Yeah, okay. We can certainly do that. Put it on the August 17th meeting for approval. Michelle?
A couple of my questions just kind of outstanding probably would be helpful to have Andrea on that meeting as well to address any board member questions that might need some legal perspective.
Fair enough. And you did, you asked about the policy and procurement policy They're working at that. They'll have the revision, within the next month or so. But basically, it'll point to the bylaws as the statement right in the policy. So,
okay. And I just want to, so in looking at this, just as a kind of a looking forward to that conversation, in the working agreement and policy, the general counsel portion that was added to that. I want to just make sure that we're not conflicting with the procurement language, the policy. So just those kinds of things, I guess I just want to make sure we have are
no, they, yeah, and they are not. They're
okay.
They'll have the specific same language will be okay. There. In fact, it won't even be in the procurement policy. It'll point to the bylaws, basically say this is a how we handle, you know, the general counsel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
All right. Any other discussion about the bylaws? I know you did a lot of work on the bylaws, Susan. Do you have any questions or discussions or further comments?
No, I think at some point we just overbake it. So I'm ready to move on.
Well said. And Gino's comments were that we have a discussion tonight and we'll actually put it on the regular board meeting for approval, either on the consent calendar or at least to give opportunity to do an in public session with comments if necessary. Dawn.
I'd just like to express my appreciation for the committee. Michelle and Susan and Emily really worked a long time and hard at it. So I appreciate that effort. And Pete was associated most of the time. I appreciate all of the work that you guys done with that.
Okay. Great. I think then we have what we need. We'll put it on the consent calendar for the August 17th meeting. And we should be good to go. Camille, do you have anything else on the bylaws?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Michelle?
If we're putting it, just this is just a logistical question. If we're putting it on that regular session for public comment, do we want it on the consent calendar or do we want it as a separate item?
I mean, it can go either way. We put a lot of things on the consent calendar that are, have been, discussed and, this has been out there a while. The community has had plenty of time to comment. And so, it can go either way. It's really up to the pleasure of the board.
Okay. I have one more question then on the, one of these. Andrea still had some side comments and I don't know if we resolved those. I know at the last meeting, we just asked her to make those changes based on her recommendations, but that's not what I'm seeing in this document. So I just want to make sure that when we get to that point that this document has her legal final say as
yeah,
to what
and, it yeah, she. Like. Yeah, and she has gone through it and approved it all. And so it's ready to go. She's okay. Approved as it is. So, and Camille, you can add anything there if you want, but my understanding was all of her comments were in and we were ready to go and had legal approval.
Yes, all of her advice and comments have been incorporated into these final documents and they are ready for adoption.
Susan.
I think that Michelle makes a good point. And if in fact it can go either way, my preference is that it does not go on the consent agenda, but that it's a separate item.
Yep, we can do that.
Thank you.
All right. Any other comments about the bylaws or discussion? All right, then I'm going to turn it back over to our board president.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you, everyone. Glad we have some direction on that. So that is actually everything that we had on our agenda this evening. So thanks again to everyone for being here. August 17th. Is that right? Does that sound right for our board meeting? So that is in person. Camille, is there any additional, anything additional you'd like to say since that will be our first in-person board meeting in 2 years? How long has it been?
Oh my goodness. I think it has been over 2 years, about 2.5 years. I'm missing a year somewhere in there, I think. But so yes, this August 17th will be our first hybrid virtual / in-person meeting. So you will have the option to attend in person at our Glenwood office. The meeting will be held in our boardroom, or continue to attend virtually if you're not comfortable with in-person yet or have any conflicts. If anyone has any additional questions or concerns or logistical questions, please feel free to reach out to me at any time and I will help address those.
All right, perfect. Thank you again tonight, everyone that attended, our participants, our attendees. We just appreciate you taking the time to be here for this work session, and I will see everyone on August 17th. This work session is officially adjourned. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everyone.